In America, you have a right to be stupid.
I mean, I do think at a certain point, you've made enough money.
$100 billion, $1 trillion.
Come on!
If you got a business, you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Listen to reason.
We're lending money we don't have to kids who will never be able to pay it back, to train them for jobs that don't exist anymore.
My faith has really allowed me to overcome a lot of things and hard work. You know, nothing comes easy.
We're so focused on getting into the corner office, we forgot how to build a corner office.
There's a clear cause and effect here that is as neat and predictable as a law of physics. As government expands, liberty contracts.
Finding real answers to form real solutions for a better America. KLZ 560 presents Rush to Reason. Here's your host, John Rush.
All right, happy Monday, everybody. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. I am your host, John Rush, and again, welcome to this Monday edition after the Super Bowl. We'll talk a little bit about that today. Some of you may have watched, some of you didn't. I get it. Some are mad at football and everything going along with it. Those are some of the things we'll get into today. Plus a lot more. Jarrett Stepman is normally with us. In fact, Charlie, I forgot to say, he's normally with us on Mondays, but he got so much snow that they had some issues with his building that he's in, and there is some repairs and things going on that have to be taken care of that kicked him out of his home office for the day. So Jarrett will be with us next week and sends his condolences and was very apologetic, but I said, hey, I get it. Things happen. Not a big deal. The impossible question of the day. 28% of Americans say this is their favorite thing about winter. What is it? So a quarter of Americans say this is their favorite thing about winter. I'm guessing those are Americans that live in places that actually have winter, because there are some places where, you know, it's not too cold in the winter months. Depends on where you're at. Down south right now, for example, I think most places are in the, you know, low to mid 70s. I heard somebody say end of last week, Phoenix was 80. So it depends on where you're at and what you're doing. But 28% of Americans say this is their favorite thing about winter. What is it? Answer this on the KLZ 560 Facebook page. Any ideas, Charlie? I don't have any. Charlie says sports. Yeah, that's not a bad one, Charlie. Football, things like that. Yeah, skiing too. Skiing, sledding, snowmobiling. Yeah, winter sports. Good answer. Joe sent me this, by the way. I'll see if Charlie gets this one. If you were to spell out numbers in order, 1, 2, 3, 4, how many would you have to spell before you come to one that contains the letter A? I knew this answer right off the bat. I don't know why. I just thought about it. But how many, if you were to write these out, would you have to spell before getting to a letter A in a number? Again, this is not on the KLZ 560 Facebook page. We're going to have open lines all the way until Al Sturm from Good Shop joins us at 3:45. So you're welcome to call and give the answer if you'd like, 303-477-5600. But if you spell out numbers in order, write them out, how many would you have to write out before you get to a number that contains the letter A? Charlie says, I don't know. I know the answer. I'm going to leave it out there, see if any of you do. You can call in with that if you'd like. 303-477-5600. Joe sent me a good quote by George Orwell, by the way, which I think is, he sent it for a reason. I think it's very fitting for where we are today. This is from the, you know, from the book 1984. Every record has been destroyed or falsified. Every book rewritten. Every picture has been repainted. Every statute and street building has been renamed. Every date has been altered. And the process is continuing day by day, minute by minute. History has been stopped. Nothing exists except an endless present in which the party is always right. Folks, we aren't far from that right now. I've got several things that I will play and we'll go through today. I've got several guests joining us as well. And anyways, we're not far off of that today. We need some things, I feel. We need some things like last night's Super Bowl without all of the stuff that gets shoved into it. We'll talk about some of that as we go through the program again today. But to me, that's what sports is all about. Andy and I talk about it. Richard and I talk about it. Sports is supposed to be the ability for folks to get away from all of those things, come together, enjoy the game, no matter which side of the fence you're on. and put all that other stuff aside. I don't know if the NFL actually accomplished that last night or not. I've got a list of commercials. I'll run through some of those. I did not see every single commercial last night, and for some reason was busy, fortunately, during the halftime show, so I did not see the halftime show. Charlie said last night, everything pregame and halftime was performed by black performers. Which, by the way, I have nothing against black performers, like I have nothing against white, Asian, Hispanic performers either. Why the NFL chose to pick all black performers last night, guess that's what they try to do. I mean, it's funny. When somebody tries to make something right, right with quotes, by the way, they tend to go overboard. And in the end, they don't make anything right. Here's something. I was going to wait and save this for the Darwin Award, but then I thought, nah, I probably shouldn't. And while this is, I'm not laughing at this because it's not a laughing matter. Anytime somebody is injured, it's not really laughable, but you have to award the Darwin Award. There was an individual that was killed while filming a prank bank robbery, or a prank robbery, I should say, in a video for YouTube. This was in Old Hickory, Tennessee. A 20-year-old man was shot to death during a prank robbery staged for social media on Friday night, according to Nashville police. Police say Timothy Wilkes was shot and killed in a parking lot at a building with several businesses, including a trampoline park, around 9:20 p.m. Detectives were told Wilkes and a friend were participating in a prank robbery as a part of YouTube video and approached a group of people, including the shooter, with butcher knives. Now, again, it's not great when someone gets shot, and they have taken the shooter into custody, as far as I know. But in today's world, or even, Charlie, 20 years ago, why would you be dumb enough to prank someone into thinking that you're robbing them and then be disappointed with the consequences of such? Now, again, I wasn't there. I can't put anything into, I can't add anything to this. It would justify what, you know, the shooter actually in this case did. Although in today's world, if you were in an area like this and someone were to come up to you with butcher knives acting like they were going to rob you and you have no idea that it's a prank, to me, I'm not Kevin Flesh, but to me, this one's pretty easy for the shooter to get off of. If this guy's got a decent attorney, I think he walks. Again, I may be completely wrong. I'm not an attorney, and I don't know exactly how all of this works. But if you felt like your life was in danger and you were being robbed and there was somebody there in front of you with butcher knives and you shoot that individual, in fact, I'm trying to figure out why this guy's actually in jail, because he is right now as we speak. Now, maybe, again, I don't know all the circumstances surrounding this. I'm not an expert in this by any stretch of the imagination. But when you just walk through what I just did, if it did happen the way this news is being reported, you have a hard time believing why is this guy that's did the shooting in jail. Now, again, there may be more to the story that I don't know. We're going to take a break here in just a minute. I'm going to come back and go through some of the Super Bowl ads from last night. In the meantime, though, Tom Brady, we all know he won the Super Bowl last night. I believe his 7th win out of 10 appearances, which means he has a 70% chance of winning a Super Bowl when he shows up. I also know that Tom Brady is taking a ton of heat today, especially because he doesn't wear a mask. He's kind of like me. Not kind of like me. He's like me with a mask. Only wears one when he absolutely has to. And you could see him walking into the Super Bowl last night, or yesterday afternoon, I should say, not wearing a mask. He's just one of those guys where he does not believe in wearing one. Now, in his case, much different than me, he's being tested. When you're inside the NFL, Charlie, what is it, almost daily probably these guys are getting a test, I'm guessing? I mean, the chance of him having COVID is slim to none. And, of course, there's all sorts of liberals out there, you know, getting after him for not wearing a mask. And what about the healthcare workers inside the stadium? And on and on and on we go. Again, I'm trying to figure out how that has any bearing upon healthcare workers when they're going to be as exposed to what's going on with COVID out in the stands and you know, doing everything else they did in regards to the game, despite Brady wearing a mask. I'm trying to figure out why any of the players had masks on. Even during warmups, I'm looking like, wait a minute, some of these guys are actually wearing masks. And then some of them would go to sit down on the bench after a, you know, play or whatever the case, you know, change of possession. they'd go to the bench and they'd put a mask on. I'm thinking, this is for appearance only. This is the dumbest thing I've ever seen. Anyways, Brady's really taken some heat today. Number one for being a Trump supporter, number two for not wearing a mask. He's also taking heat, and I may get into this later today. I'll see how much time we have, but there's a meme going around. Brady standing in front of a really nice boat that he bought. Keep in mind, Brady's worth a ton of money, including his wife, Charlie. I don't know what the combined net worth of the Brady family is, but it's got to be several hundred million dollars. If it's not $400 million, I would be shocked. We'll look it up during the break here and tell you. But there's a meme going around, just a reminder that multimillionaire Tom Brady took a $1 million PPP loan for his vitamin and supplement business and then bought a multimillion dollar 40-foot boat. Now, let me tell you how boats work. First of all, he ordered this boat long before COVID ever arriving, because that's how boats are, especially the one I'm looking at. I can tell you that right now. This was not something he just went out and bought because he got a PPP loan. Now, I want to add to that. He didn't get the PPP loan. One of the vitamin companies he's invested in got a PPP loan, which, by the way, is the way it was supposed to work. They, like a lot of other businesses in the country during that time, got hit hard. People stopped spending money, stopped buying. In this case, buying his vitamins. I shouldn't say his, the company's vitamins. So in turn, of course, they went, did a PPP loan, fine. Kept the employees going, did exactly what the PPP loan is designed for. I don't see the issue here. This is how the left thinks, though. They think because Tom, even though he's not the only owner of the corporation, took all this money and then went and bought a boat. That's not how this works. And while money may be fungible in regards to Tom Brady, I guess they all forget, all of these whiners on the left, that Tom makes a lot of money playing football. So his wife, Charlie just looked up, his wife is valued at $400 million. He's valued at $200 million. And by the way, that's probably going up as we speak. So together, they're worth $600 million combined. That's not chump change, folks. They've made a lot of money. And by the way, you could see from last night's game, like Tom or not, the guy knows how to work. He knows how to do what he does. He's very good at it. And if he wants to take a portion of his football money, if you would, and go buy a boat, so be it. But this is just how the left does things and looks at things. We'll come back, talk more about that. Golden Eagle Financial is up next. Al Smith would love to help you out with your future planning needs. Now, you may not be Tom Brady with $200 million, but you know what? You may want to be someday. Al can help you with how to put that money away, how to get to retirement, and then stay there once you get there. That's what he does. He's a financial advisor. Find him on klzradio.com or call 303-744-1128.
Saving for retirement is not the same thing as having a retirement plan. Al Smith, founder of Golden Eagle Financial, helps people near and in retirement who have already saved up the money they need, but who haven't really thought about what comes next. You wouldn't hop in the car for a two-week vacation with no destination in mind. You wouldn't hire a new employee without a job description. You shouldn't retire without a clear idea about how you're going to collect the money you've been diligently saving all your adult life. As soon as you retire, your focus shifts from saving money to making money last. Your risk tolerance changes. You need a financial advisor who specializes in wealth preservation, not wealth accumulation. Set up a free consultation with Golden Eagle Financial at klzradio.com/money, and Al Smith will help you create a plan. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
All right, folks, Barber's Foods. And, had folks over Super Bowl. My brother's in town, spent some time with him and all the rest of my family over the weekend. Appreciate, by the way, the guys hanging in there and taking care of drive radio for me on Saturday. That was very much appreciated and gave me time to be with my family at a time that to me is very precious, and I appreciate that. On the same token, I was able to take some of Barber's Foods meats, cook them up, and everybody loved it. In fact, even my brother and his family from Texas are like, where do you get this stuff again? So knowing that Greg will actually ship things anywhere in the country, of course, I pass the name along, and they'll be buying some meat from Greg as well. But they've got the best meat out there, and find out about their ambassador program. It really does work, and you can be a part of that, and it's really not that big of a deal, and you can make some extra cash doing so. Barbers with an S, barbersfoods.com.
To combat food inflation, Barber's Foods is offering great deals to help fill your freezer. Prices for soybeans and corn are up, and most farm animals are fed on corn and soy. So it's costing more to feed animals. That's why meat prices will be going up this year everywhere, an estimated 10 to 25%. To save money on high-quality meats, head over to barbersfoods.com and click on the Fill My Freezer page to see all of their specials. Colorado-produced ground beef in one-pound user-friendly packages, only $2.99 per pound. Pittman Farms boneless, skinless, air-chilled chicken breasts in small, easy-to-use packs for only $5.99 per pound. Barber's Foods knows the families that raise and process the meats they sell, so whether it's Pittman Farms air-chilled chicken, the Beeler family Duroc non-GMO pork, Colorado-grown beef, or any of the other meats they sell, they know that the animals were raised right and cared for humanely. Barber'sFoods.com, Colorado native-owned since 1949.
God. Country. Reason. Now back to John Rush.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. We'll talk to Richard a little later in the 4 o'clock hour, get his take on the Super Bowl and ads and different things going on as well. If you've got something you want to chime in about, I know some of you watched it, some didn't. I understand that. 303-477-5600. Give me your opinion of not only the game, but maybe some of the ads as well. Which ones did you like? Which ones did you not like? I've got kind of a rundown of some of them that I will tell you. Again, some I thought did a good job. I thought others were, how should I say, not just preachy, but again, and Bandy and I talked about this before the Super Bowl here, you know, talk about ads and things the last several weeks. I just felt like some of them were just downers. And to me, buying a product, trying to get someone to buy a product, it shouldn't be a downer. It ought to be something that you make fun and enjoyable. I mean, I realize there are some serious products out there. I understand that. But in general, you're trying to sell something based upon its value to the customer, or in some cases, the fun or the taste or whatever it happens to be. Some would also say, why? This question came up last night. Why would you spend, as a company, $5 million, for example, on a Super Bowl ad? When you could do all of the different, you know, social media and other things that are out there. Well, let me explain this really quick from a company ownership slash marketing side of the fence, because a lot of folks ask that same question. By the way, this is not true for all television advertising, because I think a lot of television advertising, frankly, today goes to waste. I think a lot of folks skip through ads, don't watch them, and so on. The Super Bowl happens to be one of those areas where I don't believe that happens. Most people are watching the game live. They're going to watch the commercials live. In some cases, they watch the halftime show or they go do something else like I did and they come back to the game. They still watch commercials. So I think the Super Bowl is an exception. Charlie, maybe you can look up last night and tell me. I didn't look this morning. I apologize. What was the actual viewership last night in the Super Bowl? Because I based my calculations last night on a $5 million ad buy. The way I came up with it, how many, Charlie? Okay, that I based it on 100 million viewers. Charlie says there was 102 million viewers. So I was pretty close. Richard and I both guesstimated 100 million. There was 102 million last night watching the Super Bowl. So the way I looked at that was if you took $5 million and bought an ad, that's 5 cents an impression. Now, keep in mind that that number that Charlie just gave is probably based upon, you know, TV sets that they know are watching. And I don't know, Charlie, if they calculate that there's more than one family at a given time watching. I don't know exactly how all of that works. In our case last night, there was about three different families all watching the same game. So that 5 million, you know, in my opinion, that 102 million, I should say, is probably a conservative figure. Now, again, I don't know exactly, but to me, that's probably a conservative figure. So, bottom line, if you advertised in last night's Super Bowl, and I'm going to add some things to this, the basic cost was 5 cents an impression, but there's more to that story I'll share in a moment. John's up next from Cheyenne. John, welcome. How are you, sir?
Hey, good, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great. I appreciate you calling, John.
Yeah, I paused the game for an hour, did a whole bunch of stuff, so I was able to fast forward through some of the junk. But the commercials weren't great. I haven't seen a great Super Bowl commercial in 5 years, I would say.
There was a couple last night that I thought weren't bad. Charlie and I were talking about it today. The one where Matthew McConaughey is all flattened out and he goes and eats a 3D Dorito and then he, you know, blows up inside of the machine where he got the Dorito. That one was actually a pretty funny and pretty good ad.
Funny. That one was okay. I thought the Springsteen Jeep commercial was real too preachy.
It almost makes me, you know me, I'm pretty much a, I drive Ram trucks, so do you. I understand that, John. But it almost makes me not want to drive one after watching that.
Yeah, it just was a little too preachy. But the best thing, I don't know if you've seen this, it's going around Facebook this morning. Kevin Harlan, the announcer who was doing the radio play-by-play.
I'm going to play that in the 4 o'clock hour. Yes, I am.
Oh, my. Was that – he didn't even break character the whole time.
You know, we can probably play this – you know what? We can probably play this twice, given that we will have this audience and some listening in the 6 o'clock hour. So for those of you that are listening in the 6 o'clock hour that may have missed this, hang on. I got to find it here really quick. Give me one second here. It's further down in my notes because I had it down for that. So give me one second, and I'll play this for everybody, and then we can actually talk about it. So, all right, hang on. In fact, we're going to steal part of what's in here, John, for our future new intro that we're going to make that gets rid of Obama and Hillary.
Oh, perfect.
All right, here we go. Ready? Here we go.
Yeah. Down 20, 5:03 to go. Someone has run on the field. Some guy with a bra. And now he's not being chased. He's running down the middle of the 40. Arms in the air and a victory salute. He's pulling down his pants. Put up your pants, my man. Pull up those pants. He's being chased to the 30. He breaks a tackle from a security guard. The 20, down the middle of the 10, the 5. He slides at the 1, and they converge on him at the goal line. Pull up your pants. Take off the bra and be a man.
That is so good. That last part we're going to incorporate into the intro. I couldn't say it better myself.
Here's the thing. I haven't seen it yet, but is Kevin Harlan getting pushback for telling the guy to grow up and be a man? Or?
I have not. You know what? I didn't even look at any of that. That was so funny to me, I didn't care.
So
I'll read some of them. Here we go. Here's some of the Twitter replies. I like this until he said, be a man. We don't need the toxic masculinity. this is hilarious.
It's like the Super Bowl was always one of my favorite things. I don't know if you knew this, but when I was stationed in Germany, they used to give us off till noon so we could stay up and watch the game because kickoff would be like midnight. And it was always a great thing, but now it's gotten to the point where other than the game, I don't even enjoy it because they preach to me.
I agree.
I didn't watch any of the pregame.
Well, you just brought something up, John, real quick. I want to add something to what you just said. I think they're missing the mark with that because if their intention, which it is to generate revenue and have people buy the products that are actually being advertised, they're missing the mark with a lot of folks, which, by the way, I have disposable income and so do you. They are missing the mark with individuals like me in what you just said.
No, I just can't. That's why I paused it. We were doing some stuff and didn't sit down to watch the game until about 25 after 5, and I fast-forwarded right to the kickoff. I didn't hear anything prior to that. I didn't want to hear anything because it was just so preachy. And then any time a commercial came on that I didn't like, the DVR, you hit the button, 30 seconds go by. Goodbye commercial, $5 million you lost. But that's the way I looked at it. But as for the game, I thought it was a great game in the first half. And then the second half, I think Kansas City fell apart.
They just gave up, I think.
I don't think they realized what they were really getting into.
No, it was a great example, and we talked about it last week. And by the way, Andy, congratulations. You picked this one very well. I mean, literally what Andy depicted is, John, exactly what happened. I thought actually it would end up being a little closer game. I still had picked the Buccaneers to win. And so I was with Andy on that one, but I did not think that it would be as large of a spread as it was. I think what it really showed, and this is, I guess, because I'm an old guy, I can say this. I really think, John, what happened here is this is an example of a guy that has been to the Super Bowl 10 times. He could keep his team well prepared and focused pregame, which, by the way, we all know that what can happen with those guys when they get there and the partying that goes on beforehand and sort of the egomaniacs that show up and so on and so forth. And I think Tom Brady has a good way, this is my opinion anyways, of keeping all those guys, especially the young guys, John, in check by saying, listen, guys, I've been here before, and if you want to come back, these are the things that you've got to do to make this function, or we're not going to win the game. Because guess what? The other guys are good on the other side of the ball as well. In fact, we're talking about a $400 million contract quarterback. So this guy's no slouch. These are the things we're going to have to do to make sure we play well and win. But I think also, you know, Brady was just in his true form. He was comfortable. He's been there many, many times. The glitz and glamour don't bother him. And you could see even post-game, John, that this was just another walk in the park for him.
Yeah, you just can't, you know, the guy, and being a Giant fan, my two greatest Super Bowls are the ones where he lost to the Giants.
Right,
but
right. Well, as a Denver fan, we love to hate the guy, but do you now after all of this?
You guys do. I mean, how many times did he come into Denver in the playoffs and beat the Broncos?
Too many.
Over his Patriot career.
Yeah, too many.
I mean, Bronco fans hate him, but he's a great, great football player who learned at a young age, because somebody said today, I was listening to a different radio station, they said, look at Brady after he won the first Super Bowl and look at him today. He's in better shape and he looks better today than he did after the first one, because he knows what it takes to stay on top. So, you know, he walks in with six rings, everybody in that locker room's looking at him and saying, well, this guy probably knows what he's talking about. He's got six rings.
You know, in fact, John, probably could go as far as to say, and I think the coach said it best at the end, hey, don't thank me, thank all the guys and the other coaches, the assistant coaches and the players that made this happen.
Yeah.
I would venture to guess, John, that even with coaching staff, he brings a lot of things to the table that, again, you can't buy that experience.
Oh, no, you can't. And one of the things going around Facebook, being from the guys I grew up with that are Jet fans, is the defensive coordinator for Tampa Bay was the Jets head coach, and he was the worst ever. And they're all like, why couldn't he coach like this when he was
doing New
York?
Because there are two different things that he was doing is why. I already know that answer.
Exactly. That's what I said. Here's a prime example. Steve Spagnuolo, who was the defensive coordinator of Kansas City, two Super Bowls with the Giants as defensive coordinator, was a head coach twice. He was terrible.
Now, Josh McDaniel from the Patriots is another example. Came to Denver, was awful, but he can go back there and be an offensive coordinator, and they do fabulous.
I'm not going to give him as much credit. I want to say that this year showed that maybe he isn't the offensive giant that they thought Tom Brady was doing most of that work.
I'm not going to argue that. But again, it just shows you that as a head, you know, they're two totally different things, being a head coach versus an assistant coach.
The most prime example of that, and he's still coaching, is Norv Turner. He was great when he was with the Cowboys and Aikman. Every time he's a head coach, he's terrible. But he goes into all these places as an offensive coordinator, and he turns the offense great. Some guys are just not meant to be head coaches.
No.
They're great coordinators.
Well, and what I ache in that too, John, and I'm not an expert, so Richard would have to maybe, you know, chime in this more than I or even Andy. But I liken that to the leadership qualities. And we all know that Josh McDaniel is, I frankly think the guy's a total putz, and I could care less if he ever shows up in Denver. I'll just, you know, just say that as it is. And he had absolutely rotten leadership qualities, you know, while here in Denver. And I think really what you're really talking about is, to be a head coach, you not only need to know all the moving pieces football-wise, but you've got to be able to lead and motivate the people that are there to get that accomplished. And that doesn't just happen with any old coach.
No, and a prime example is that, we'll go way back to when we were young. Dan Reeves, when he did great in Denver.
Right.
He left Denver, and the Giants were 2 years terrible after Parcells left. Reed walks in, and the next 2 years he was the head coach. He took them to the playoffs both years.
Right.
That's the head coach.
Yes.
And then he left the Giants. He went to Atlanta and took that team to a Super Bowl. So
yes. Yes.
A
great
good
example.
Coach can go anywhere.
Yes.
And make a team better.
Very,
that's
very,
like
very great.
Saying, well, maybe Belichick isn't a great coach. You don't get to six Super Bowls without.
No, you can't say that about him. No, he is one of the best. Brady, let's face it, Brady, unless there's somebody else that comes along later in life, you know, generationally speaking, and does better than what he's done, he will go down as probably the best quarterback of all time. And let's face it, John, he's still playing. In fact, I read some things today talking about, and again, I'll get into this with Richard in the next hour, but read some things today that basically talk about the reason why, you know, he's so good and he's still in shape is because he's so smart. He knows the game. He knows how to stay in the pocket. He doesn't take the big hits. He doesn't run all over the place.
Nope.
I mean, he just knows the game, knows the other side, knows what's going on, knows how to get rid of coverage, how help his guys get rid of coverage. And let's face it, he's the greatest of all time. I don't care what anybody says.
I don't think that he just set the goal. If you want to be considered the greatest quarterback of all time, you've got to surpass Brady.
Yes.
I mean, a lot of people say, well, he had great defenses. You don't
Doesn't matter.
Seven Super Bowls
That's right.
without being
That's right.
great.
That's right.
And I don't know whoever is out there right now. Is Mahomes the next guy? I don't know.
Here's my feeling on that. Mahomes is a great quarterback, no doubt. And I'm not going to take anything away from him. Actually, even watching him last night and some of the throws that he could make while on the run.
Oh, yeah.
But here's where I'm going to put it out there, and I may get challenged on this. He's not as football smart as Brady.
Yet.
Well,
I'll put a yet on the end of that.
He may be.
Because does he study the game, sit down, and become smarter, or does he just try to do it on his athleticism? And
I don't
all of
know.
A sudden, when that leaves him, he's gone.
I don't know.
We'll have to see that.
Yeah, to your point, I really don't know. And by the way, I think he's a hard worker. I got a lot of respect for any of those guys, John. I mean, they've made it into a position that less than 1% of any football player ever gets to make into in the first place. So, yeah, I mean, I have a lot of respect for all those guys, no matter what they do on and off the field. Just their sheer talent and what they've been able to do is worthy of that respect, at least. I mean, I don't – we talk about the human being aspect and how good of men they are. That's a whole other conversation. But as far as what they can do on the field, yes, I have lots of respect for all of them.
Well, yeah, and I that's the question. Does he apply himself to be the greatest quarterback? And you have to – I mean, if you look at Brady, there was an article 4 or 5 years ago when he built his California mansion that he specially designed the gym just for him for the workout he does. Right? And his wife had her own gym designed for what she does to stay in the shape she has to stay in. So, I mean, there's a guy that was coming, what some people thought 5 years ago was towards the end of his career, and he's designing a gym so he can keep playing. You know, he's...
There's some guys out there today, John, talking about how he could play another 2 to 3 years easily. You know he's going to play next year for sure, but there's folks saying he could go well beyond that because of how fit he is.
Right, and there's others that are saying, you know, we'll see it. Everybody, all football fans will see it. That 1 year that all of a sudden he's just not able to do it.
Well, the arm strength will start to go away is my prediction. And I'm not an expert, so I say that loosely.
And I hope we don't. I always like the guys that retired at the top of their game.
Yep.
That walked away. Barry Sanders is the greatest example of that. He walked away probably 2 years before he had to, but he walked away as probably the greatest running back ever to play.
John, so, I'll leave it at that. Good stuff. I appreciate you calling. Good stuff, man. Have a great evening.
Yep.
Okay, man. Take care, and we'll take a quick break. We'll come back. Good talk, by the way. I appreciate that very much. American National Insurance is next. Paul Leuenberger, and they are a great insurance company that want to help you save money. Paul's a great agent. He's my personal agent. Call him today for a free quote and find out if you're insured properly. 303-662-0789.
Paul Leuenberger of American National Insurance will make you financially whole. Losing your home or vehicle in a disaster will leave an emotional impact, no matter how much insurance you buy, but it doesn't need to hurt you financially. John Rush personally knows homeowners who have ended up in bankruptcy because they didn't have proper insurance. Even after their houses were completely destroyed, they still had to make mortgage payments. Imagine trying to find a new place to live while still paying a mortgage on your old house, which no longer exists. The same thing has happened to vehicle owners who continue to make payments on totaled vehicles because they didn't have enough coverage to make them financially whole. The personal insurance agent of John Rush, Paul Leuenberger of American National Insurance, will make sure that even in a disaster, you will be made financially whole. Call 303-662-0789 for the coverage you expect.
Novus Auto Glass folks. And hey, as you're driving around, I was behind a big gravel truck on my way in today. Literally, when you're behind one of those, all you're doing is gripping the steering wheel. You've got the white knuckle grip, and you're trying to make sure nothing flies up into the windshield and destroys it. And that's literally all you're thinking about, at least for me it is, when you're behind one of those trucks. If that's you, and that's happened, and you didn't end up with a big dingy in the window, windshield, call Novus. They can attempt to fix it. Most of them can be fixed, but it depends on how big it is. They can go up to a foot with a crack if you get to them quickly enough. Worst case scenario, you put a windshield in it. They can do that as well. And they will work with both sides of that, the repair and the replace, with your insurance company. Find them at rushtoreason.com/Novus. That's N-O-V-U-S.
Take control of the process with Novus Auto Glass. Insurance companies want you to use one of their recommended shops, so they get a discount. John Rush endorses Novus Auto Glass because he trusts the quality of their work. In today's modern car, your windshield has become a structural component of your vehicle. Unlike in classic cars, where your windshield was just something to look through, today's windshields bear pressure as part of the frame. Your windshield has become a safety feature of your vehicle, so quality repairs matter. With every repair or replacement, Novus Auto Glass records detailed specs, including the temperature outside, the serial number of the vehicle, and the type of urethane they use, so you can have confidence that your windshield won't pop out at the wrong moment. Instead of letting your insurance company choose the cheapest option, take control of the quality with the inventors of windshield repair. Find Novus Auto Glass now at rushtoreason.com.
Michael Bailey Law, Mobile Estate Planning. Don't let the folks that you leave behind go nuts over your stuff. Get your estate in order today. And it's easy. It's a phone call, and Michael will do the rest. And folks, let me tell you what, you know, firsthand knowledge of this, it's a problem when you don't have things in order. So get that done while you can. 720-394-6887. That's Michael Bailey Law. He is our mobile estate planner.
Michael Bailey removes your fear of the unknown by helping you plan ahead for unexpected scenarios. Most people have already given up their resolutions by now, but not Michael Bailey. He lives by the adage, "Those who prepare shall not fear." KLZ's mobile estate planner recently got a frantic phone call from a family whose mother had been given only 2 to 4 weeks to live. Their father had begun to lose some of his mental acuity, and they needed help now. They held a Zoom meeting with Michael Bailey on a Friday. He drew up their parents' estate plan on Saturday, and by Monday, their mother had been moved into hospice care. Without Michael's last-minute help, this family would have spent months, if not years, battling in probate court because their mother's assets would have gone to the wrong people. You don't know what the future holds, but you can prepare for uncertainty. Set up a free consultation with KLZ's mobile estate planner now at klzradio.com/estate.
Why are the Democrats so focused on impeaching President Trump even though Biden has been inaugurated? The Constitution states that the Chief Justice shall preside over presidential impeachment trials. Chief Justice Roberts has refused. Why? Kim Munson here. Tuesday, Josh Philip, award-winning investigative reporter with the Epoch Times, shares his perspective about the impeachment and the Democrats' strategy. Plus, Chris Cantwell with Transworld Business Advisors will be in studio to co-host the show. That's Tuesday, 6 to 7 a.m., 1 to 2 p.m., again 10 to 11 p.m., right here on KLZ 560 and KLZ 100.7 FM.
Keep freedom of speech, freedom of thought, freedom of assembly, and freedom of religion alive by contributing to support The Kim Munson Show at KimMunson.com. That's M-O-N-S-O-N.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Of course, being a car guy that I am, I did watch some of the car ads, I guess you could say, one being FCA, you know, Dodge, Ram, Chrysler, Jeep, all of that. And as I was watching the ad, I just the entire time I'm thinking to myself, this is the best you can do. Bruce Springsteen is in the ad, and there's a lot of talk about this today. I'll also talk about the one that GM did with Will Ferrell on the electrification and, you know, going after Norway, which, by the way, I had information on that ad long before it came out and was unimpressed, by the way, of that ad. I think it's really stupid. Toyota, I think, actually had one of the best ads, emotional ads, which, by the way, could have even been an ad for anti-abortion. In fact, at first, as a conservative, I'm watching the Toyota ad, and I'm thinking, this has to be an anti-abortion ad. Because you didn't know it was a Toyota ad. And what it is, it's an ad about Jessica Long, a Paralympic swimmer. She's got just half legs. When she was born, she had a problem and had to have both of her legs amputated as a newborn, as an infant. And the ad starts with her doing all the things that she does to be an Olympic swimmer. But then it goes back in time. And if I can do this without crying, holy cow. Goes back in time and shows her folks getting a phone call from the hospital because she was going to be an adopted baby. So she was getting a phone call, was going to the adopted parents saying, we have a problem. Your baby has complications and will need to have both legs amputated. And the mom basically says, we don't care. We're going to love her. It's going to be a blessing no matter what. We're going to take her. And I'm thinking, that's an anti-abortion ad, if I've ever seen one. You know, that's a for-life ad is what that really was. Now, that was a Toyota ad basically saying, you can accomplish anything in life if you want to. And I think CarWise was the best ad of the bunch. And no, I don't owe anything to Toyota. No, they're not paying me to say that. It was just a very well-done, emotional ad that when you looked at it at the end, you were like, wow, that's a car ad. And to put that in the Super Bowl, I think they did a really good job of. There was a lot of other ads I thought were, so-so. I will play for you the Springsteen ad, and then I will play for you, an ad they did several years ago that by and large was way better than the ad they did last night. And the guys at Jeep, by the way, Charlie asked, why do they do this stuff? I know some of these guys that are in the marketing departments of some of these bigger companies, by the way. And I'll be honest with you, they all think because of their ad agencies and themselves and the fact that they're sort of these liberal yuppies, I call them, that are looking for the next big trendy thing, and they think they've got all the answers, and in their eyes, in their world, their mind, they think this is the type of ad they need to run to meet the demand of the masses. But I think they're forgetting who their actual core client is. Let me hit play.
There's a chapel in Kansas, standing on the exact center of the lower 48. It never closes. All are more than welcome to come meet here in the middle. It's no secret, the middle has been a hard place to get to lately, between red and blue, between servant and citizen, between our freedom and our fear. Now, fear has never been the best of who we are. And as for freedom, it's not the property of just the fortunate few. It belongs to us all, whoever you are, wherever you're from. It's what connects us, and we need that connection. We need the middle. We just have to remember the very soil we stand on is common ground. So we can get there. We can make it to the mountaintop, through the desert, and we will cross this divide. Our light has always found its way through the darkness, and there's hope on the road up ahead.
All right, I'll pause it there. Basically, that's Bruce Springsteen, which last I checked, Charlie, he's not much of a middle guy. He's pretty much hardcore left and has been really kind of out of the music scene for quite some time. You know, born in the USA, was probably one of the last big hurrahs he had. I would not, if you think of bringing people together, even in the music world, Bruce Springsteen is not the guy that would come to mind in my world as to who that person would be. I've got another clip I want to play here a little later. Al Stern's supposed to join us from a good shop, though, so we'll talk to Al here in a moment if he calls. If not, I will play that when we come back. I've got what I think should be the, or is the flip side to this ad, and something that I think Jeep, especially in this case, missed the mark. I could be wrong. Maybe Jeep will sell a bunch of product off of this. That is not my prediction, though. The Centel Center's up next, though. Dr. Julie Marchio would love to help you when it comes to your mission in feeling better. And I know when each and every one of us, we need help in this area, what to do, what to eat, what to drink, you know, what supplements to take, what can I do to make sure that my health is where it needs to be. Dr. Julie gives you a comprehensive environment for that health healing testing. She wants you to achieve optimal life performance. That's what she does. That's Ascent Health Center, 303-343-8800.
Dr. Julie provides both the scientific methodology and the empathetic accountability you need to lose weight. You've lost the weight in the past, but as soon as you started slipping back into your old habits, you felt like a failure. Now you've gained all of that weight back, plus some more, and starting over seems pointless. Both John Rush and Dr. Julie understand the daily struggle of staying healthy. The HCG diet at Ascent Health Center trains your body to convert unnecessary fat into energy, but you also need the mental and emotional fortitude to help you stick with it long term. Something as simple as a daily text message from a qualified weight loss guide could make all the difference between another yo-yo diet and a true lifestyle change. Remember how much better you felt without the extra weight. Call Ascent Health Center now and mention Rush to Reason for 30% off your HCG diet plan. 303-343-8800.
As modern vehicles become safer and more technologically complex, collision repairs also become more specialized. You need an auto body shop that looks to the future, investing in the tools and training they need to fix your vehicle properly. Al Sturm and his team at A Good Shop have earned OE certifications for brand names like Subaru, Ford, and many others, ensuring you get the parts and service recommended by your vehicle's manufacturer. After a collision, you want to get your vehicle back to pre-loss condition, which means you want the original parts from the manufacturer, not aftermarket parts. Al and his team at A Good Shop continue to earn new OE certifications all the time, so they can have access to all of the databases and software that come directly from the manufacturer. Your insurance company does not recommend auto body shops based on their certifications. Take control of the quality by choosing a certified auto body shop. Schedule an estimate with A Good Shop now at klzradio.com/collision.
Your company is bleeding time and money, and John Rush will find those leaks. You're too stuck in day-to-day weeds to step back and see the big picture. You need a qualified, experienced business coach to take stock of your expenses and see where you and your employees are wasting time and money. John firmly believes that every business owner needs a coach because you're too close to the situation to be objective. Email John now and make more money. John@rushtoreason.com.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. And Al was going to join us, and as things happen, these guys get busy, and I fully understand that, and it's a Monday, so we'll do our best to get Al on here in the near future. In the meantime, though, I did get a message from Al today, that which is really great. American National Insurance, who's, you know, Paul Leuenberger, my good friend, and sells American National Insurance. And let's see, maybe Al's calling now. Anyways, real quick before I bring Al on, he is now a direct repair center for American National. For those of you that actually have insurance through Paul, my good friend, he can help you with that. So anyways, Al's now a direct repair facility for American National Insurance, and they have a ton of original equipment certifications, which means they can bring your vehicle back to better than new quality when you're done with a collision. And you know, folks, that really does mean a lot, because here's the thing. When you have an accident, there can be, depending upon how it's fixed, in fact, in some cases, it will always happen, a diminished value to the vehicle. That's something else, by the way, that Al can help you with in determining what some of that is, and can help you with the insurance company and so on. It's a good shop. There's three locations to serve you, 720-541-7697. And again, don't forget, you can always find them at klzradio.com. But they're great guys. I love Al. I'm going to stop by and see him in the next few days and just get an update of what's going on at the shops. And I encourage you, if you've got any kind of an accident, to use them and do the same thing. Craig in Wheat Ridge, what's going on, sir?
Hi, John.
How are we doing?
Hey, I'm sure you occasionally like to watch Mecum Auctions, correct?
Yes, of course.
Okay, have you noticed their setup for the two announcers? I can't tell you their names right now, but they had them in basically what resembled a penalty box at a hockey game. They were like enclosed in glass booths with the glass probably at least, I would guess, 6 feet high, and then they're masked as well.
Wow, dumb. Doesn't need to be done. Dumb. I don't understand why these guys are going through all of that. You can tell, Craig, I'm not in charge of these situations because I would be doing it completely different. Now, in an effort to play the part and maybe look good and all of that, sure, put the guys in the little glass huts, which I still think is overkill. But if that's what you want to do, you know, more power to them. You know, those guys actually are talking pretty loudly. And frankly, Craig, I don't know why all along they maybe haven't had more protection as far as the folks that are around them and so on. So doing that for them, I see nothing wrong with, but the mask thing is just, it's just over the top. The whole thing, we've gotten to the point now where literally when you look coast to coast, Craig, the numbers don't support these draconian measures we're under right now. I'm not sure we're ever going to get out of them now.
Yeah, I'll be surprised if the Tokyo Olympics go off, to tell you the truth.
Well, I can't remember what American city, whether that was Florida or whoever, said, hey, if you don't want to do them there, bring them here. We'll take them for you.
Yeah, I like how Florida's trying to keep things opened up. Other states would get a clue.
They're basically a model for how to do it correctly, Craig. So, no, but anyways, I know I appreciate the tip. I had not seen that. I'll watch that. I have not seen it lately.
Okay.
Thanks, Craig. Appreciate it very much. All right, Charlie, let me see if I've got time to actually play this next clip. It's 2 minutes. It's going to be really tight. I'll play some of this. If I can't play it all, here we go. This is what Rams should have done again.
And on the eighth day, God looked down on his planned paradise and said, I need a caretaker. So God made a farmer. God said, I need somebody willing to get up before dawn, milk cows, work all day in the fields, milk cows again, eat supper, then go to town and stay past midnight at a meeting of the school board. So God made a farmer. God said, I need somebody willing to sit up all night with a newborn colt and watch it die, then dry his eyes and say, maybe next year. I need somebody who can shape an axe handle from a persimmon sprout, shoe a horse with a hunk of car tire, who can make harness out of hay, wire, feed sacks, and shoe scraps, who planting time and harvest season will finish his 40-hour week by Tuesday noon, and then painting from tractor back put in another 72 hours. So God made a farmer.
All right, I'll stop it at that. You guys have heard that before. And what I'm saying is I think these car companies, not Toyota, by the way, but a lot of these car companies, Jeep in the case of last night's ad, it's all the same guys at FCA, they need to go back to some of their roots on how they've done ads in the past, because the one last night I thought was a total slap in the face, as a conservative, by the way. Purify Chevrolet is coming up next and talking about new and used cars and trucks. If you want to buy a car or a truck, by the way, they've got used everything we've talked about even today when it comes to some of the ads we've talked about, but they do carry brand new Chevrolet products on the showroom floor and used cars as well. PurifyChevrolet.com is the website, 303-659-8311.
Going into the showroom at Purefoy Chevrolet, one of the things that struck me is that the people that work there, they're just regular people. You talk to the guy that's helping you, and you get the sense of, this is just another person. He wants to help me. He wants to make sure that I get the right car. He's asking the right questions, but without being pushy. I just get a sense that he's really invested in what I need to find for my family and for me.
Rolly Purefoy is not somebody who would ever brag about himself, but he has an incredible history with Chevrolet, and that's why he cares about
those vehicles so much. He's actually been a test driver for some of the models, and he's even had some input in the design. If you just ask Rolly some questions about his history, he has the most fascinating stories. He's one of those owners who will just chat with you like an ordinary person. He's just one of those people you really need to meet. I would highly recommend Purefoy Chevrolet. They're a really remarkable group of people.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy. We're just up the road in Fort Loveton and on the web at purefoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, up next, top of the hour, Dan Peel is going to join us. We've had him on before. He is a small business tax expert. So those of you that are in that world, join us next and or tell your friends that may be to join us as well. We'll come right back, though, talk to Dan in a few minutes. Hour number two is next. If you're listening to the Free Play Hour, thank you very much. We'll be back tomorrow. This is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.